Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to BDUK.TV podcast. I'm Beatrice.
And I'm Denise.
Hello.
Hello.
So this is the third attempt at our comedy podcast. As we've been told, it is apparently quite funny. That wasn't the intention. Obviously, we didn't want it to be all completely miserable either. But yeah, judging by the last one, which was with the lovely Maz and Shaney from Lapis Lazuli, there was a lot of potty mouth.
I can't imagine them having a potty mouth.
Yes, well, at least you weren't here as well. Then it would have been a riot. And we've had enough of those recently.
Yes, yes.
Oh, current. Oops.
Current affairs. Well,
current affairs.
Beatrice has been very organised. She's written a list of things we should discuss, so we shouldn't waffle too much this time around.
So what have we been up to recently?
Lots and lots and lots.
We did Barefoot Festival.
Yes, which was run by Louisa Darling.
I performed three times. I did a fire performance. I did my Odissi dance I opened the show with. And then we both did...
The Can Can Collective.
Mm-hmm. And that was organised by
Samantha
from Magica. And she is so good at organising people. And she was running around with her lovely pregnant belly, running around organising everybody. And she just was a superstar. So well done, you.
Yeah, she was. She was amazing. And she also did two fire performances as well on the Friday night.
It was a really lovely festival really this year. And it was a lovely new venue. And the sun shone the whole time. It was great.
Oh, and I ran an ATS workshop, American Tribal Style workshop, with Shaney and Maz, which went down very well.
So what else did you do?
Well, Shaney, Maz and herself, as I said, ran a workshop on a very, very dodgy stage, which was quite funny for all the students to watch as we kept disappearing off the back of it. And I basically spent the entire weekend running around with Dexter the Puppet, the Dexter the Goblin. And
that's one of Denise's creations.
Yes. And also I helped out backstage. So I got to watch the lovely Beatrice doing her performances and all the other acts as well, including Ecuador.
Yeah, it spells it Ecuador, but it's like Ecuador.
Well, he was very funny.
He was amazing. He actually contacted me asking about Shangri-La, so I might have him next year. Ooh. Because I unfortunately the bill was already full for this year. But yeah, Barefoot was, I think, the best one so far, in my opinion. And I met a lovely lady who fed me some fabulous food. Not randomly, it was actually a stall.
That would have been Dawn Hooton.
Yeah, Dawn, yeah. So thank you, Dawn, for that amazing food. I have ranted about that on Facebook, how amazing her food was. And it turns out she also does ATS.
Yes, years and years ago, both Dawn and myself, along with Shaney and Maz, used to go to an ATS class in Kilworth.
Mm-hmm.
And she got in contact with me recently. And due to how we all want to share our love of dance, Nottingham Belly Dance and her group, which is called Sacred Dance, are planning to do a get-together for all of anyone who wants to do some Fat Chance Belly Dance once a month, which is really nice. So we've got a nice
collective. Yeah, that's what we're gonna aim for.
Definitely.
Yeah, and that will be nice because that's what ATS is all about. So it's about dancing with our fellow dancers.
But just a quickie as well, talking about fellow dancers, there was some more dance workshops at Barefoot. There was Bex, who did Gothic Tribal. Fusion, sorry, on the Friday. I missed most of it. Unfortunately, we arrived late, but I did get to wave at her while she was doing
it. And she stopped in the middle of it and said...
Yeah, she did. But it was great. And her performance was spectacular, always is.
She's doing so well at the moment. Like, she's got so many bookings.
Well, I'm not surprised.
All over. Yeah, she is. I'm really pleased for her.
And Sam also ran a can-can workshop while being pregnant because she's insane. And that went down exceptionally well. It's very, very enjoyable in an energetic way, but you do definitely need a gin and tonic by the end of it.
I usually do anyway. I did the flamenco. Well, I did the last 10 minutes, actually, because I fell asleep, as you do. So, and that was really nice, because I love a bit of flamenco, and Fulya's got a workshop coming up that's flamenco, flamenco fusion one. So, what else have we been doing recently?
Well, we danced as a collective group, didn't we? Kiyuki did, and that was for a charity event, and it was, the location was in a gothic pub called The Pit and the Pendulum. And surprisingly went down very, very well with all the goths.
Yeah, well, everyone was dressed as pirates and wenches that evening, so we fitted in quite nicely in our ATS gear.
We did. Apart from the fact we were all very brightly coloured and everyone else was
We just looked like sort of bucks and wenches, though, really.
Yes. But no, that was good. That was good fun. It was nice to perform to an audience that wasn't used to belly dance or tribal style
dance. I've performed in there before, but yeah, it always goes down well in those sort of places. It fits in with the alternative crowd quite well.
Yeah.
And so they can kind of tell that we're like you, but we do other things than just hang around in pubs.
Oh, and I didn't go, but there was Pagan Pride recently.
I went to the other one, before the one where I did my fairy dance, and I did my bottom from Midsummer Night's Dream, which I usually do with Denise, but Denise couldn't make it this time, so I was just a lonely donkey. I had someone else come on stage and be Puck. And just to wake me up at the beginning.
I normally dress as a fairy and Beatrice dresses as a donkey. I think that says everything.
Yes, it's quite a popular costume with some of Denise's costume fans.
Yes.
Which is a bit scary. I went to Samantha Emmanuel's intensive workshop down in Devon, it was in Exeter.
Yes.
Yeah, it was Maz and Shaney and myself and we were late. But it turned out Dawn and, was it Bex? Yeah, they got there late as well. So we missed, like, the whole first workshop, which was really upsetting. But Sam was really lovely. And
she always is. She's great,
yeah,
Sam.
And nonetheless, it was nice to see everybody again. And I'm going back down to, I think it's Bristol, for the amazing Olivia Kissel intensive. Because
Beatrice is a bit of a fan.
I love her. Well, we love each other. Olivia and I get on very, very well. And so every time we see each other, we always have a nice long chat and a catch up. She's really, really, she is so lovely and talented. Like she's one of my biggest inspirations, definitely. So I'm really excited for her to come back over again.
Talking about workshops though, Philippa from Mariah came up last month to run an ATS workshop.
Yeah.
And she's due to run another one.
This is for the Shangri-La Lounge. Yeah. I'm going to be having more of those as well. So in my opinion, she is one of the best ATS teachers in the UK. I mean, I've biased because we all love Philippa and we're friends, but she has such a vast knowledge and she is a really, really good teacher, and so I'm definitely going to have her back in Nottingham again. And
we've both seen Philippa actually perform with Carolina as well at Majma a couple of years ago. Mm. And Jessie, who danced with Philippa, did
both Philippa and Jessie are amazing teachers. They both have different styles of teaching, but you know, they are an amazing duet, and
their knowledge is amazing in the dance format, but they're able to teach and articulate it in a way that's very understanding to anyone who attends their workshops, but more importantly, they're just so accepting as people of other people. You feel like you're friends and family of them when they come up.
Even if you happen to have various ailments like me.
Narcoleptics and insomnia.
Falling over in the middle of the workshop.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm just going to mention some events that are coming up. The Shangri-La is on Sunday, which takes place at the Rescue Rooms. And on the Saturday and the Sunday, in the daytime, we have some workshops. I'm teaching Indian fusion. We've got Horace from Portugal, who's coming back over. I don't know how many times he's been now, but he's
a very, very popular performer.
Amazing. And he's teaching one. He wanted to teach two, but unfortunately, I couldn't squeeze both in.
I'm sure there's many women that could quite happily squeeze him in.
Okay, well, No, you completely put me off.
I'm just thinking about Alison. Alison's a member of our dance troupe. Her reaction whenever he comes on stage.
Yeah, and everybody else screaming at him. Poor thing. No, he loves it. Then there's also Lapis Lazuli, Maz and Shaney with the Wicked Combinations Workshop. On the Sunday, we've got Philippa of Moray, and I think Jessie will be joining her, possibly.
Oh, brilliant.
They'll be teaching some new ATS moves that are brand new.
They're
in
from
the
Deviani group.
Yep, but they've been recognised by Carolina, and they're lovely new moves. I've learnt some of them, and they're absolutely gorgeous. Then we also have Rocket Belly Dance, who are from Manchester, who are renowned for their speed, in which they shimmy. Apparently, they shimmy at incredible speed. But they are lovely girls, and they're really, really cool. And so they're joining us for Shangri-La, and they're also teaching a brilliant workshop. Saoirse Ra, who's coming up from London.
Now, she does Fire in the Belly events. So
yes, with Philippa as well.
Which is based in London. It's an amazing sight to see. It's fire performers, but it's also fire performers that dance as well.
They have belly dancers, they're fire performers, they have jugglers. Yeah. They have a bit of everything.
It's for anyone who's into fire, you'll know this, but for anyone who's not, you generally get fire spinners and then fire dancers, and it's nice to see.
We're trying to bring the two together. And
we are.
attempting to do that in my back garden.
Yes, on a Sunday afternoon, a group of us get together. The problem is we've got so enthusiastic, we have every single fire toy that's been invented, and we're trying to learn all of them.
Not yet, we don't, but we will do.
We're pretty close to it. I've just recently bought a fire orb.
And I'm getting a hoop soon.
You've got a fire hoop. You're getting one. I've got a fire hoop.
A belt.
Fire fans. Belt. Yeah. I've started to learn how to do the fire staff, but I gave myself an injury by hitting myself in the back of the head and then stopping, trying to spin again, got very angry, did it very hard, and I managed to hit myself in the fanny, which really hurt. And in the process,
I'm gonna
sprained
put a bleep
my wrist.
There.
Fanny's not, what do you want me to say, Nunu?
No, but I just thought it was funny, so I wasn't expecting you to say that. So Shangri-La is at the Rescue Rooms, and the workshops are at Arnold Hill School in Nottingham. The show starts at 7:30, and the lineup is as follows. We've got Horus, Saoirse Ra, Moiray, Fulya, Lapis Lazuli, myself, Beatrice Flowers, Katie Holland, Dames de Serpent, Kirsty Bentley, The Weird Sisters, Rocket Belly Dance, Emerald Ace and Dark Teaser, and special guest The Lamb Horse Cabaret, who I'm also part of. They're a bunch of complete lunatic vaudeville freaks, basically. And
it's a theme as well.
Yes, the theme is Masquerade this year, and you can get tickets from Alt Tickets. And the website address where you can find all the information you need is www.shangri-la-lounge.co.uk.
Do you have a Facebook group as
there
well?
There is a Facebook group for both the event this year and for the event generally.
Right, cool.
On the Saturday evening, if you don't manage to come to my workshops, there's a Persian music and culture event in Derby, which is at the Dada, Chapel Street, Derby. And that's 8 p.m. till 11. Tickets are £8 or £12 with food, and children are welcome. So that sounds quite interesting. So if you can't make it to Shangri-La workshops, but you are happen to be in Derby at the time, you could pop into that, I suppose.
Now, if you like the workshops as well, sadly, and I'm absolutely gutted, I can't go because I have to work in Devon that weekend. But I know that some of the performers you've got and also the workshop instructors are running their own events. I believe Bridie from Weird Sisters is running her own event, isn't she?
Yeah, that's the Weird Sisters and the Fellowship of the Weird present Weird Tales, a fairy tale inspired Gothic and Fusion belly dance stage show. And it's also the world premiere of the Fellowship of the Weird film. I'm going to be speaking to Nick Durham, who is the filmmaker, as part of this podcast.
That's interesting.
So he's going to tell you all about that later. 17th of September, Club Cairo, which is a variety belly dance cabaret club night, starring the fabulous Nawara, Moroccan folklore dance, Fereshta, Bex, Dawn O'Brien and Rebecca.
I'm really glad you've got that list of names to pronounce and not me.
The event website is www.wada.org.uk.
Can you put links up on your page?
I do, yes. You'll be able to find the links for these on my blog, which I'll give you the address to at the end of my announcements.
Now, something I feel quite passionate about is about sharing information, which is part of the reason why I do this with Beatrice. There are so many events at the moment, especially in the Midlands. It's amazing the huge amount of hafflers and dance events that are running, and it's important that everyone gets to hear about them.
Well, there's on Facebook, there's Hafflers UK, which is, I think a lot of people do use that. So what I would like to do is use this podcast as an outlet, a place where people can talk about, well, we can talk about for you, to talk about any issues that you have, and also any events that you have coming up, but also to bring up any, like,
discussion points as well.
Discussion points. So, like, for example, I personally think that because there's so many events going on at the same time, and we are all starting to suffer
saturation point, I think, with
people just have not got the money at the moment either. And I've been speaking to Demolisha, and we're both finding it difficult to get all, you know, as many bookings for workshops and things. And I'm just wondering, maybe with so many smaller workshops dotted about, and then there's the bigger events as well, I'm just thinking that we should just start maybe communicating more and working together. And so rather than just going, oh, I'm going to put on an event, and then just go and put it on regardless of the fact that there's probably something else the week before. I think people really need to consider that.
So you're on about possibly doing some more collaborations with people as well, which is lovely, I think.
And I think, because I think actually, did Pink get cancelled?
I don't know.
I think so, yeah. Which is a shame. So, you know, I think that we should be collaborating more in the Midlands, because we're, you know, in the central area of the Midlands, when there's so many workshops going on and we've got the same teachers teaching a workshop in, like, you know, Nottingham, Derby, and then, you know, somewhere.
But it's also about sharing information as well, because as you can already tell, because all I talk about is ATS, I'm an ATS dancer. I don't really do fusion dance. And I only recently found out that there was a fully qualified Fat Chance Belly Dance ATS teacher in Birmingham, or the other side of Birmingham to Nottingham.
Is she recent?
I had to really dig to find it out, actually. And I believe her name is Claire, and I'll get more information about the details. I've tried to friend her on Facebook, so I'll find out. But it's important to be able to share that information, because actually, while I occasionally teach Fat Chance ATS, I'm only GS qualified, and Beatrice is the only, to my knowledge, qualified teacher and sister studio in the East Midlands and Nottingham area. So it's a really good avenue to say, hello, here I am. And then whoever Beatrice is interviewing or doing the podcast with, we can talk about what they're doing and give that information out, which is, it's about supporting people.
Yeah, this podcast is basically, it's not just a place for me to vent my big mouth. It is, it's supposed to be a place to represent all of you in the belly dance community, and a place where I can argue for you with Denise.
Well, yeah, and I quite like arguing.
No, I don't,
as well.
I don't really mean that. I just,
I do.
Well, okay, then fine. I disagree.
Well, I disagree first. You're wrong.
Well, you're wrong.
I acknowledge what you say, but your opinion doesn't count.
I think you should leave.
You've locked me in. They've literally locked me into the studio, so I can't. But on an important matter, though, it's good to have debates. And it's also, if you want something to be discussed, like I can remember a few years ago, there was a lot of discussion and a lot of debates on the internet about whether or not dance forms should be kept pure. A good example was when burlesque started to get quite big and popular on the scene, belly dancers or certain belly dancers started to bring burlesque into their performance, which is a form of fusion dance. But it was quite an emotive subject, especially when there's belly dancers out there that do very traditional folkloric dances and you are removing your clothes.
Right, okay. This is the argument point, right? Firstly, burlesque doesn't have to involve any removal of any clothes, right? That is tease and or neo-burlesque.
I agree.
Yeah, and this is not me arguing at you. This is me arguing at all of you.
No, but I have burlesque performers that are customers because I make costumes for a living. And sadly, burlesque has changed a lot.
It has, but I mean, I would say my Absinthe Fairy, for example, is burlesque because it's a parody, and burlesque means parody, so that's a pure burlesque performance. This is we're talking about neo burlesque, which is what it has evolved into.
Mm.
But the word burlesque itself is just become a dirty word, and there's nothing wrong with a bit of parody and a bit of fun in a belly dance. What I don't want to see is when it
becomes too risque. I wish everyone could see Beatrice right now, because she's had her arms crossed and she looks really angry and passionate, which is basically why I knew that would be a good subject to use as an example.
Yeah. Well, no, I just don't like it when people... When belly dance used to be viewed that way, you know, we've worked really hard for that to be changed. And of course, everybody thinks that by bringing something like burlesque into belly dance, then we're kind of crapping all over that. But you certainly don't want to be bringing just pure tease or strip into your belly dance. Definitely not. You don't need to do that, and it is going to ruin the art form. But what you can do is bring a bit of cheekiness and a bit of fun and a bit of parody, a bit of silliness, and that's the burlesque that we mean. That's the bit that is fine.
No, I don't need
to see nipple tassels or
no,
or any
I don't really however, get it, much out of that, but that's because I'm a costumer and I like to see people fully clothed, and I do believe that the suggestion of is a lot more powerful than just getting your knocks out.
In my event, I have burlesque performers as well, and what I would say is that you can quite clearly see which performers are which.
The performance you're talking about is Dark Teaser. Have you got
Emerald Ace as well.
I love Emerald Ace. They are true burlesque performers, and they're not fusion or mixing any other style with
exactly,
it.
Exactly.
So
that's
very
what
clear
I,
and defined about
that's what
they
mean.
Are and what they're doing.
So I don't think that there's a problem with having the two in the same show.
No.
Because you can quite clearly see what's what.
There but will then, be many, many people that disagree with you.
With
and
its, in it, in
feel
its
feel
origins, actually,
do.
Though, but, belly dance did cross over with burlesque in its origins in America, because originally the burlesque performers saw the belly dancers. Everybody associated the belly dance with the burlesque that was happening at the time, which was very risque.
Well, it was stripping.
Yeah, well, yeah, but and back then it was very risque. It was always supposed to be funny as well. So
yeah, it's just
and that's also where the fan dance was born as well. So
yeah,
so
I just think
there were already associations in
agree,
history.
And I feel like I should play devil's advocate. I agree with Beatrice, but there will be belly dancers out there that feel quite passionate that they should be able to strip with it. I personally think I've seen a lot of my instructors in the past when I was doing belly dance fight for the right to be able to do it in the area, because it was a long time ago when I first started and it wasn't socially acceptable at the time to belly dance, and they fought against those stereotypes.
Yeah.
So they feel like it's almost gone a step backwards. But going back to what we said before, this is an example of the type of debates that we could be having for you. And I'd quite like to punch it out with Beatrice at some point and go... Ugh.
I also think that dance as an art form is naturally an evolving thing. That's how fusion was born, obviously, because people are inspired by different elements of dance at different times in different places. Things cross over, things move around, people move and take their dances to different places. and then, you know, they see new things, and that, you know, your repertoire becomes a mass of lots of different styles and things. And so by default, it does evolve. Luckily, we are now in a place where some things are acceptable that weren't before. But I feel that I love belly dance in its, as belly dance, you know.
Mm.
I like fusion belly dance. I like seeing elements of whatever inspires you in your belly dance. But I personally don't like to see a belly dancer that takes out her boobs.
That's just a personal view,
and I'm happy to see a burlesque performer shimmying.
Yeah.
But I don't want to see a belly dancer with nipple tassels. So I guess I'm a total hypocrite. I don't know. What do you think? Send your opinions in to Maya.
But I think, you know, talking about the purity of form, I think it's okay to do other styles. I definitely started out with belly dance. And then I moved on to folkloric. I've done Moroccan belly dance in the past. And I found, for me, the thing that I'm a tribal dancer and class myself as a tribal dancer, but I've done the collective soul, the gypsy caravan style, and then fat chants, and that's what I worked with. But I do feel that I still use what I've taken from those other forms.
Yeah.
But I think it's important that before you fuse a dance form, you need to have a full understanding, appreciation of that dance form before you start fusing it.
100% in agreement with you.
That's why we dance together.
Yeah, I am passionate about studying the origins and studying the format of a dance thoroughly, and understanding your art form. When you know the rules, then you can break the rules.
Exactly. Rachel Bryce has said this on more than one occasion. I remember being at a workshop with her years ago with Shaney. And,
was that the one where you ate lots of cake on the way there?
Yeah, we caught the train down to London and then ate copious amounts of cake.
And then couldn't
and
manage
to... And did a four-hour workshop with Rachel Bryce. Well, lo and behold, Shaney and I felt very sick. But Rachel actually said, for you to be good at tribal fusion, she said, you have to go back to the basics. You have to have an understanding of, you know, she did ATS. She's an ATS, fully qualified ATS teacher, fat chants, belly dance teacher. And she said before she could do the fusion, she had to have a strong foundation in tribal before you can actually fuse it with another dance form.
There was a point where I even make sure all my students even had a little bit of a background of Egyptian style, you know, like, because that was where I came from at the time. I like people to be able to understand the difference between the two forms. Like, I think you were doing that in your workshop, weren't you? You were showing the differences between the two types of shimmies.
Yes, at Barefoot, we did a shimmy workshop. But before showing everyone the fat chance belly dance shimmies.
Is that the three-quarter shimmy?
We did the three-quarter shimmy, Gwazi shimmy, different, and some of the other shimmy moves, shoulder shimmies as well. We actually went back and we taught Egyptian and also Turkish.
Yeah, because that's more...
Yeah, it's completely different, but the mechanics are the same.
Yeah.
But you get a very different look, and I think you do need a foundation to understand why they're different, to be able to actually identify how to do that move.
Yeah, I think so. I am a believer in understanding the origins of... I mean, I've got so passionate about that now. I've started to study so many different kinds of dance. It's I'm now taking Katak lessons on a Sunday before we do our fire dance. I'm learning tabla and Katak, following up what I was learning in India, which was the Odissi dance.
And while Beatrice is doing Katak, I'd like to say that Anna and myself are busy practicing, but we don't. We go to Beatrice's house while she's at her Katak class and we hula hoop for an hour.
But that's practicing as far as I'm concerned. because it's we're
good
getting
for
better
isolations.
At it.
Yeah.
No, I think we're getting better at it. I like hula hooping because when I come back, the first thing I do is join you.
Yes, it's very good.
I wasn't aware that wasn't serious practice, Denise.
Oops.
Apart from the fact that we're giggling all the time and whacking each other with hoops and throwing it through the air, but every so often one of us goes, "Don't you laugh at me?" Don't laugh at me.
No, it's good fun, yeah. And you know, it goes back to it. Dance is all about having fun.
It is.
And people can lose focus, sadly, on that sometimes because you want to improve. But
oh, I'm totally
it's got to be enjoying yourself.
I've always been a slave driver where myself is concerned. Not so much with my students, but certainly I push myself. But I like both. I like. It's fun, but I think you have to work hard to get to the point where it is fun, because a lot of the time it's just confusing at the beginning.
See, both Beatrice and Anna both love to practice. I, for some reason, like to write lists.
Yes, she's suddenly started emailing us all the updates with all the new ATS moves.
Oh, updates. Can I say an update? There are rumours on some of the Fat Chance sites that there will be a new DVD, instructional DVD, out later this fall, so later on this year, and that will cover the new moves that Carolina has agreed to be allowed into the dance format, and most of them, I believe, are from Deviani Mega's group.
I think I should send her my cockswot. It's actually called the cockswot, not the cockswot.
It's not. It's called the cockswot.
I'm
it's
not
the
telling
only
anyone what
it
is though, because I need to work on some more.
It's a secret powerful move that
it's magical.
We do in the fairy dance.
Yeah, it's a magical powerful. Yes, so some other events that are happening. Again, with the belly dance and burlesque theme, is the Belly Dance and Burlesque Stars and Stripes show, which is Fulya Lynn Chapman runs that, which I'm performing at this time, which is on the 4th of October at the Playhouse Theatre on Clare Street in Northampton. And you can find out information for that at www.bellydanceandburlesque.co.uk. On the 8th of October at the Imperial Rooms in Matlock, Derbyshire, is the Forget Me Not Haffler, which is in aid of an Alzheimer's charity. I believe me and Anna are dancing it to that one. Tickets for that are £10, and all tickets include a buffet. And you can find out about that on Facebook if you just type in Forget Me Not Haffler. 15th of October, as we've mentioned, is the Weird Sisters Fellowship of the Weird event, which is £10. You can find out information for that at www.fellowshipoftheweird.com. On the 5th of November at the New Hampton Arts Centre in Wolverhampton is Bex and Alexis Southall. It's their first Infusion Emporium event. That's going to feature a quite long list of amazing performers, including me and Dawn O'Brien, Dames New Serpent, Lapis Lazuli, Tasmin Leona, Tree Russell, Tiger Lily.
And the list
to name
just goes
a few.
On and on.
Yes, so you can find out more about that. If you type Infusion Emporium in on Facebook, or if you hate Facebook, I envy you for having the guts not to go on there. Unfortunately, I have no choice because the whole of the belly dance community lives there. Going back to that event, you can get tickets for the Infusion Emporium. They are £10 from alexissouthall.com or bexbellydance.com. Belly dance with Batitude. I want one of those t-shirts, Bex. You can get some lovely t-shirts with bats on that are an advertisement for Bex's amazing belly dance workshops and shenanigans. And she's done some gorgeous
photos. But Beatrice isn't hinting at all.
She's done some gorgeous photo shoots. So gorgeous.
She's done one with me last year.
But I've just seen some more recently, and they're lovely, lovely.
Yeah, she's jealous. A good model.
Mm. But yeah, Bex, I want a t-shirt.
I'm so embarrassed right now. Shangri-La as well, which is happening this coming weekend.
Oh, what did you say? Shangri-La? What's that?
Which has a masquerade ball theme too. the weekend as well. And I am going to plug now. I've made some of Beatrice's costume.
She certainly has.
I've done her skirt for her.
I've got a rather special something. rather special something or other planned for you. Yeah, it's... well, you'll find out if you come to the show. But it's quite elaborate and...
It's going to be good.
It's going to be. It is going to be good.
Lots of nice costumes, lots of great dancers, and this brilliant atmosphere as well.
My dad.
And Beatrice's dad will be there too.
Yes, he always, he has basically, now he sponsors the event as well, so he gets a front row where he gets
it's the reserve table.
Reserve table at the front. The one who always steals all the seats at the front, that's my dad. Anyway, to just wrap it up with, because we don't want to go on too much more, I'm just going to give you some links where you can find out about my upcoming classes. My next classes actually start tomorrow. So if you haven't booked or if you've got time to book, it's a 6 weeks course, Tribal Basics, and it's £48 for 6 weeks, or you can book both Tribal Basics and Beyond Tribal Basics and pay £85. That's a special offer. And you can book by PayPal or you can send me a check. Obviously, because it's starting very soon, you can bring the check with you, throw money at me, put it in my bra, whatever.
if they miss, because it's literally starting tomorrow, if they miss the first one, could you catch up?
I normally say you've got to book the 6 weeks, but there are still some places left. So if you can't make the first weeks, but you do want to still sign up, then please do. I am happy to do private lessons to catch up. And you can find out all the info you need about that on my website, www.beatriceflowers.com. And this podcast, you can hear all the previous podcasts at bduktvpodcast.blogspot.com. Now you'll have to rewind that and get yourself a pen. And my actual blog, with a blog for bduk.tv and Nottingham Tribal Belly Dance, is bduktv.blogspot.com. And I've built a lovely website for Denise, finally.
Thank you very much. We did announce it
previously in the other podcast, but that was a wrong address and it wasn't even finished, so... That was bad. It is now, so you can see some of her amazing creations.
Oh, and I've got new ideas as well.
She's always got bloody ideas.
Was it last weekend? With a massive list of links and photos and sort of showed you a mood board of possibly a new big performance piece that we might do later on this year.
Which is a secret at the moment.
Which is herself.
We're going to keep you on the edge of your seat.
I'm very excited.
That sounded so sincere. I'm very excited.
Sorry. Wait,
she's tired. Right.
I'm so excited. Is that better?
Right. And Denise's new and lovely website by me is www.costumecompany.com. And also, if you type in that name,
Custom Costume Company,
into Facebook, you will also find
me. And I have to say, as a plug, Doug, who is dealing with the recording of this podcast,
he's probably fallen asleep by now.
He might have fallen asleep because I can no longer hear him eating popcorn. Is yes, he's still awake. He's just showing me. He took all the photos.
Yes, Doug's a photographer, and he photographs Denise's costumes, and he photographs performers. What we actually are, bduk.tv, is we are actually a production company, which is why we've got this lovely studio here, and we do DVDs for our own events, and we also film show reels for dancers, performers, musicians, anything at all, really.
It's good to have a look. If you have a look on either my Facebook page or...
Yeah, he is a very good photographer.
You get an idea of the type of photo shoots that they're designed to be character-based, character-themed, which is really good for a performer, because you want to be able to portray who, you know, your character, your persona, which is really good.
I'm currently building him a website, but you can see some of his photos on Denise's Facebook page. And a lot of the Koyuki photos, actually. Koyuki, our own ATS troop. We have a Facebook page.
We do, but none of us are administrators on it.
Okay, in that case, we need to ask the relevant people to make us administrators so that we can update that page. I have built us a website as well. Anyone would think that I wasn't narcoleptic and had loads of time because I seem to be doing far too many things. No, I do, but I just fall asleep doing it. I have a T-shirt that actually says narcoleptics do it in their sleep. Okay, I think we should.
We need to go now.
We need to go. We're obviously tired. So please send us stuff to talk about, stuff to argue over. You know, if you want to hear us have a fight, you know, provoke us.
This is another subject that I feel quite passionate about. But I won't tell you my opinion. But
I think
what See, she never lets me finish. What do you think about belly dancers performing while wearing glasses? It sounds like a silly
subject. Yeah, but it was an accident when you did it. I promised to remember to remind you to take them off. But I don't know, what kind of thing is that to say? Some people
hate it. I've had feedback before. I used to perform all the time with my glasses on.
People shouldn't have to wear contact lenses.
Yeah, that's why I wear contact lenses, because I got moaned at when I used to do belly dancing because
that's
I wear
awful.
Glasses.
Well, I think that is, well, a good
and
point
this is
of
the time to fade out.
I think that's a good point of conversation, and we'd like to hear your opinions. We don't have a telephone, but you know, there is my podcast. Join the blog spot. It's free. You can send me your criticisms and comments, and you know, slag us off.
Constructive,
whatever.
constructive feedback.
Constructive feedback. Yes, not just
speaking as someone
you two
who used
just
to train
talk rubbish.
Them.
Shut up. Get off. Take your own advice. Okay then. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Hello.
Hello. Is that Nick?
It is.
It's Beatrice.
Hiya.
Can you hear me? All right.
Just about. Yeah.
Can you tell me about your project that you've got coming up, the Fellowship of the Weird?
It kind of started late last year, very early this year. It came from a kind of an idea where me and a friend of mine had always kind of thrown around some ideas about possibly making a film, and it was one of those things where we'd always kind of wanted to get into it and wanted to make a film about something, but then we thought, well, what could we make a film about? And it was almost like a kind of a eureka moment, if you like, where we kind of sat down and thought, this would be a good idea, let's do it about this, because it was feasible, it was something that we had access to, and it was, it kind of came out of that. It was a strange process, to be honest with you, because it was, it kind of started where we started emailing kind of local dancers and talking to the local dancers and whatever, and they all came on board, and then we kind of went a little bit further afield and started talking to people, you know, who weren't so local, and they all came on board, and then we started to get brave and speaking to the Americans and to the Europeans and whatever, and they all kind of came with us, and here we are kind of 9 months later with a film on our hands. So yeah, It was a strange process. It was a unique learning curve, I think is the way to put it.
What exactly was your inspiration? Why belly dance?
I myself have been part of the belly dance scene for kind of 4 or 5 years now. Really heavily involved with the Weird Sisters, and obviously, you know, a lot of the stuff that they do, I kind of engineered the sound that they have. I've engineered the sound at Gotha UK for the last kind of 4 years, it was one of those kind of things where it was like, well, if we're gonna make a film about something, let's make a film about something that we know, and let's make a film about something that would be interesting and hasn't really been done before. So let's talk about and see if we can do something about belly dance. And I absolutely love, you know, the whole kind of tribal and Gothic thing, and and the kind of stuff that you get at you know, the various events that we travel around to. So it was kind of like a natural thing, if you like, to kind of go and do that. In terms of kind of inspiration and stuff like that, I mean, I have a lot of inspiration. I obviously see a lot of dance because of the stuff that I do. And, you know, met a lot of great dancers and kind of, you know, friends with a lot of great dancers. So that was one of the inspirations. The other inspiration was, you know, kind of the films and that kind of thing that I kind of draw from. You know, all the kind of things in music and graphic novels and that kind of thing. So there's a lot of my influence, I think, in the film itself. So it's interesting. It's a big mishmash of things that kind of, you know, is belly dance at heart.
When will it actually be finished?
It's finished right now. It is actually finished now, yeah. It's finished in its entirety. It's done, it's dusted. We've gone back and we kind of finished it about 3 weeks ago, something like that, and we've just been kind of like gradually tweaking various pieces over the last couple of weeks, and yeah, we finally kind of put to bed and said, you know what, we could tweak forever, you know, we could do things on it forever, and we could go back and change this and change that, but there obviously has to come a point when you turn around and you say, you know, enough is enough, and
yeah,
you know, we don't want to get to a Ricky Scott Blade or a situation where, you know, 20 years later we're still recutting it to make, you know, the changes that we want.
Yeah, that's kind of what's happened with mine.
Right, okay. we had fortunately, you know, I've got a great team around me. You know, I've got the entire kind of Bargage team around me has been kind of great with that, because whereas I've been going back and saying possibly I need to do this, is my editor Jamie, who, you know, has been fab all the way through and has been kind of going, no, you really don't need to do that. There's our producer Aled, who's, you know, he's kind of seen it and has cast kind of the, because he knows nothing about belly dance whatsoever. So he's kind of, you know, seen it and gone, yeah, that's good, that's bad, that's good, that's bad. There's the other guys, obviously, who are part of the team. You know, we've got, there's Fifi and there's Sally, who are part of our team and part of the Weird Sisters. Yeah, there's a few people, obviously, that are quite close to me that have gone, you know what, you don't really need to redo that, so we finally kind of put it to bed, so.
So, when is the premiere?
The premiere is on the 15th of October at Yale College in Wrexham. It's a 150-seat venue, and it's incorporated into the Weird Tales show, which you yourself are performing at. That's kind of the kind of world premiere. I can actually give you a little bit of a exclusive on like the next 3 dates with regards to after that, because the following week it premieres in the US at the Bally Horror Festival. We've hooked up with Belladonna at Gosler, and her and Mavi have been, you know, really, really supportive, and they're putting it out at Bally Horror for us, which is going to be great. The week after that, we are at the Anglesey Arts Week, which we're very excited about. We're also hooking up the following week, I think it's the 5th of November, with Bex and Alexis at the Infusion Emporium in Wolverhampton. We've got a couple of other dates as well that are kind of coming up next year, one of which we're very excited about is Gosling US. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot coming in terms of the showings. Yeah.
Is it just going to be shown at these festivals, or is it going to be available to buy on DVD?
We're currently submitting to a couple of film festivals that are outside of the actual community. There's a couple of festivals, obviously. I don't really want to say too much in terms of which ones. You know, I can tell you straight away now, it's not the likes of Cannes or you know, Sundance or anything like that, but there are a couple of film festivals in this country that we're submitting mm-hmm. to, so they have categories that we kind of fall into, so we're hoping that we might get somewhere in that respect. In terms of DVD, it will be available on DVD from the 15th of October. There will be it'll come out as a 2-disc DVD. The second disc will have kind of uncut interviews that feature in the film, as well as ones that don't feature in the film. There'll also be kind of like, you know, outtakes Some of the little stuff that we've kind of done along the way that will all be on there. In all, I think it's going to have somewhere in the region of about 5-6 hours worth of extras on top of the actual film, because we've got, as you yourself know, shooting this kind of thing, we've got so much.
Yeah, that didn't make it into the actual filming, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have any similar projects planned for the future?
There are a couple. Yeah, there are a couple. There is another project that I can't really say too much about, and I can't really say who's in it at the moment, that again is kind of belly dance based, but this time it's not so much documentary, it's something else entirely. So hopefully that'll keep people guessing, and that we are hoping...
Are you keeping people waiting to find out what you've got up your sleeve then?
We're hoping to kind of shoot that in spring next year to coincide with a couple of things. So that's quite exciting. The people that we're working with on that is very exciting. There's a couple of other things that are kind of coming up in terms of video release, which are interesting, I think is one word, which again I can't really say too much about because those are still to be finalised. I'm currently writing something else which is not Bally Dance based at the moment, which again I'm kind of hoping to kind of maybe put into production later next year. And other than that, I mean, we've got a few little projects kind of lined up. One of which we're a lot of them will be kind of based around online viewing and that kind of thing. But we're hoping to kind of put everything together. That we do between kind of now and Gosler, other than obviously the second big project, to release some kind of like a big special edition version that would be a limited number for Gosler next year. But we're still in the planning stages about that. So.
Well, that all sounds absolutely fantastic. I'm really looking forward to seeing it. I'm looking forward to coming to perform as well. So thanks very much for talking to me. Finally.
No, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. Obviously, I would just kind of give a little bit of a shout and say if anybody does want any further information on what we're doing, they can go to the website, which is fellowshipoftheweird.com, or they can check us out on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, all the information's on there. So give us a shout, let us know what you think.
Okay, thanks, Nick.
Okay, thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Bye.
That was Nick Durham talking about his upcoming film release, The Fellowship of the Weird. Don't forget to check out those links, fellowshipoftheweird.com, and I will put those links for you on the podcast blog. And the address for that is bduktvpodcast.blogspot.com. Okay, bye!